I'm not 100%. I'm just pretty certain it's not. So, when this bloke in the pub next door just said he'd bet anything in the world that it was, I bet him £50,000.
Oh.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't have £50,000. And what if it's one of those trick questions and actually Barcelona is the capital of Spain? So what I thought was, before I check, I'll put on a small bet at presumably very long odds with you guys, just in case, and then I'm covered.
Why don't you just look it up now and see if you need to?
Excuse me, I'm not a cheat.
Okay, but still, you know, we really can only take bets on stuff that's not happened yet. And whichever of Madrid or Barcelona is capital, and it's definitely Madrid, by the way, I've been there. It's already it.
Okay, how about this then? Can I bet that Barcelona will be the capital of Spain tomorrow?
Well, I don't know.
It's definitely in the future.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, hang on, I'll ring HQ and check.
Okay, well, I expect that'll take you, what, 10 or 15 minutes? And now that 10 or 15 minutes have gone by... What did they say?
Good news! They say yes, and we can offer you odds of 10 million to one.
Oh, great. Well, here's a fiver on it. See you tomorrow.
Or not.
Yeah, or probably not. Javier, it is done. The financing is in place. Begin the coup.
Right, so the thing is, the school needs a slogan.
A slogan? Why?
I don't know, it's just a thing schools have now. It's to go on the sign outside, you know the sort of thing. Springborn School, a tradition of excellence. Where learning is an adventure. Or committed to excellence in education.
Where? Any of those sounds fine?
No, they've all been used. We need our own.
Okay, a school of excellence.
Excellence for everyone.
Where excellence comes to excel.
Okay, it doesn't have to be about excellence.
Well, it might as well be, though. Springborn, where the students are all equally excellent, ironically making them all look normal.
But only compared to each other, compared to students from other schools, they're like gods!
I admire everyone's enthusiasm, but of course, the problem is we're sort of pretty much at the bottom of the league table.
Okay, Springborn School, where excellence remains an aspiration.
Well, look, there is one positive thing about our stats. The students we get perform much worse than the local average when they get here, but only slightly worse than average by the time they leave, so we actually improve them a lot.
Right, so if the slogan could somehow express that...
Springborn School, yeah, we know, but you should have seen them when they got here.
Springborn, making the best silk purses we can.
Springborn, to be honest, it's the kids' fault.
No. All right, how about just one that doesn't make any claims, like Springborn, a great place to learn.
Yeah, but again, I've that word great. Mm.
Springborn, because they have to go somewhere.
Springborn will keep them here all day.
Springborn, like prison for kids.
All right. How about we just leave the great out? Springborn, a place to learn.
Oh, even that. I mean, obviously, ideally, they'd learn.
Well, that might do. Springborn. Ideally, they'd learn.
Oh, you could turn it round. Springborn, a place to teach.
Well, yeah, obviously, it's a place to teach. That's just the definition of school. You might just as well say, Springborn School, a school.
Cracked it.
Once upon a time, there lived a wicked queen who owned a magic mirror. And every morning she would stand before the mirror and ask it who was the fairest in the land. And it would tell her that she herself was. Until one morning...
Vizier! Vizier! Send for my Grand Vizier instantly!
Your Majesty, what is the matter?
My magic mirror! That is the matter!
Your mirror?
Yes, my magic mirror!
Oh, yes. Is it broken?
No, this is a royal secret, Grand Vizier, but know now that every morning I stand before my magic mirror and I ask it, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Yes, I had heard.
And then it shows me myself.
Astonishing.
Because, you see, I am the fairest of them all.
Yes, Your Majesty, yes, that's why the mirror shows you yourself.
But this morning, it showed me someone else.
I'm sorry, it did what?
Some slip of a girl named Snow White.
It showed you her?
Yes, because it's a magic mirror.
Yeah, sure, but...
Watch, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?